It's time for Lawrenceville Indians basketball on Light 103 WAKO. Brought to you this season by Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Best Way Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku of Illinois, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, People's State Bank, and by Wabash General Hospital. Lawrenceville Indians basketball on Lawrence County Sports Leader, Light 103 WAKO.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Lawrenceville Indian basketball from Lawrenceville High School, the site of the Basketball Capital Classic. Steve Anderson, along with Bill Richardson, ready to bring you the Indian contest as the Tribe play against the Mount Carmel Golden Aces here in this final game of the morning session here at Lawrenceville High School. One game already in the books. Marshall made their way to the championship game. The Lions rolled over Edwards County in the opener here, 77-25. So Marshall finishes play at this Lawrenceville side undefeated, and they have cemented their berth in the championship game. They'll play against Fairfield tonight. Fairfield also finished unbeaten as they won at Bridgeport against the Red Hill Salukis earlier in action heard on our sister station, The Legend, 77-31. So again, that sets up the action here coming up momentarily between the Mount Carmel Golden Aces, 1-1, and the Lawrenceville Indians also at 1-1. Well, Bill, we got Mount Carmel and Lawrenceville, two old North Egypt Conference rivals getting together here. These two teams, of course, play each other during the regular season, so it's not like we don't see Mount Carmel, but it's always a spirited game whenever these two rivals meet from neighboring Lawrence and Wabash counties.
Well, I think throughout the year, Steve, if you would ask any of the longtime Indian fans who is their number one rivalry, obviously, aside from Red Hill, the county rival, everybody would say, agree that it's Mount Carmel. Throughout history, you know, the Indians have had their way with Mount Carmel overall, but in recent years, the Golden Aces have been awfully good, and I know Lawrence would love nothing more than to win this game. It probably would be considered an upset, but the winner of this game will play for third place tonight. We know that, and the loser will play for fifth place.
Let's tell you how these ball clubs got here. Mount Carmel won their opener. They beat Edwards County 52-28. By the way, this is the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. Mount Carmel won its opener as they beat Edwards County 52-28. The Indians lost their opening game yesterday morning, losing to Marshall 70-46. Then last night, it was Marshall knocking off the Golden Aces in the opener 58-48, while the Indians picked up their first win of the year as they won 77-35. Indians used a 27-0 run in the first half, got off to a big lead, and won convincingly 77-35. Jordan Jones and Blaine Winningham each had 18 points. That's what the Indians are going to have here today and probably more against this tall and talented Mount Carmel ball club. Some good balanced scoring.
Well, definitely need more than just two or three guys. I know Jordan Jones seems to be a key. He didn't score but maybe 3 points in that opening game and bounced back last night with a big game, so maybe he's got some confidence. I know he hit four or five three-pointers early in last night's win, so I think he's probably a key for the Indians. But we need big games out of Winningham and maybe Skylar Toole and Sherman, anybody else, you know. Would be nice to get a good effort from everyone. It's probably what it's going to take. Again, the Indians are going to be at a big size disadvantage. That Appleby kid's just huge out there.
They also have a veteran guard in Bo Stipp. Seems like he's been playing at Mount Carmel for 6 years. Stipp is a 5'10 junior for the Golden Aces, but again, he seems like he's been there forever. So he's a veteran guard. And again, they have the size inside with Appleby. And they also have some other players for Tyler Buss, who's been at Mount Carmel now for a long time with a lot of success at the Golden Aces program. And so Indians are going to have to value the ball here and get good play out of their guards and face some pressure from Mount Carmel. And then once they get good shots, they're going to have to hit them in order to win this contest. Again, if you're just joining us, we remind you again that the opener here had Marshall Lions defeating the Edwards County Lions by a score of 77-25. That has been the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. Lawrenceville Indians and the Mount Carmel Golden Aces here momentarily. Back with the starting lineup and the play-by-play in 30 seconds. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Providing needed mental health services is important to Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We are pleased to offer a mental health nurse practitioner to Lawrence and surrounding counties to help meet the need for these services. Amelia Pauly is available to see outpatients at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic, located at 101 Industry Road in Bridgeport. Amelia specializes in adults and adolescents and can help with behavioral health issues and medication management. Call Carl Bridgeport at 618-945-3001 for an appointment.
Starting lineups for the Mount Carmel Golden Aces. They're the visitors on the scoreboard here in this contest. Number three, Bo Stipp. We mentioned him in the pregame, the 5'10 junior. Also, number 20, Caleb Appleby. We also mentioned him. He's the size inside at 6'7. He's a junior, number 20. Also, number 21, Gage Kennard. He is a 5'11 freshman. A freshman, Gage Kennard, in the starting lineup for Tyler Buss. Also, number 24, Aiden Gill. He's a 5'7 senior. And number 30, Noah Martin. He is a 6'1 sophomore. So Stipp, Appleby, Kennard, Gill, and Martin for the Mount Carmel Golden Aces, again coached by Tyler Buss. Indians will go the same lineup as they did last night in their victory over the Edwards County Lions. It'll be Skylar Toole at a guard spot, the 5'9", 162-pound senior, number 4. Logan Williams also in the starting lineup, a 6-foot, 145-pound senior, number 11. Jordan Jones, the 6'1", 180-pound senior, number 32. Lane Winningham, the 6'3", 185-pound senior, number 33. And Braden Sherman, the 5'11", 208-pound junior, number 44. So again, it is Toole, Williams, Jones, Blaine Winningham, and Braden Sherman for the Indians of Randy Bishop. Indians and Golden Aces will jump it up. Here it'll be Skylar Toole against Appleby to jump it up.
Now Winningham's going to step Winningham. In there. Yeah, that is a little bit of, maybe that is a little joke.
And we'll get this contest underway, and the tap is controlled by the Golden Aces, dressed in their traveling purple uniforms with gold numerals, and there's the ball knocked away. They try to get it inside Appleby. Winningham steps smartly in front and knocked it away. Turnover on the Aces. Jordan Jones. As Mount Carmel is a man-to-man. Jones working right side. Leaves it off for Williams. Williams out front, top of the key. Now feeds it off to Toole. Toole at the top of the key. Cut off right side to Jones on the wing. Top of the key now to Winningham. Lane on the dribble. Back over to Jones. Right side. Now to Williams. Williams left side of the lane, bumped and fouled by Aiden Gill of Mount Carmel.
First foul on Gill, first foul of the game. I see the former Indian great Brant Cochran down there. He must be home for Thanksgiving. He's finishing out his career at College of the Ozarks.
Here is Logan Williams out front. Dribbles between the circles, drives down the lane. The ball knocked away. Scramble for it, and we have a held ball. The possession arrow is with Mount Carmel, so it will stay at the far end.
Should be Indians ball. See, Mount Carmel controlled
yep,
the tip.
It is. Yeah. In it comes to Sherman in the left corner. Sherman on the dribble, back out on the left wing to Williams. Now right side to Toole. Toole goes to the baseline. His jumper is off the mark, rebounded by Appleby. Outlet pass to Stipp. Stipp across the timeline, quickly down floor. They go out in the left corner. Here's a baseline drive. Now they feed it underneath to Martin. But now back out front to Stipp. Long jumper left side is up and in. A three ball. Three ball by Kennard, the freshman. Gage Kennard. And it's 3-0 in favor of the Golden Aces. 6:35 to go here in the opening quarter of play. Here is top of the key to Jones. Now off to Winningham. Down the lane he comes. He shoots from about 12. No good. Appleby clears the boards for the Golden Aces. Now a drive down the lane by Stipp off the mark. No good. Rebounded by Sherman of the Indians. Off to Jones, across the timeline he comes. Long jumper, top of the key, off the mark, and Appleby there for the rebound. Outlet pass to Stipp, across the timeline on the dribble between the circles. Indians playing zone, 3-2 zone, sagging back inside against the big size of Appleby. Now they feed it to Appleby, who lays it up and in. Nice play, and a timeout wanted by Randy Bishop. Going to be his 30-second break on the People's State Bank scoreboard. 5:50 to go, opening quarter, 3-2. Mount Carmel on top. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Back here, I said 5-0 was the score. That's incorrect. It was 3-2. It's 5-0. Mount Carmel on top. They have all five of the points here early. 5:48 to go here in the first quarter of play. Indians off the timeout with the ball, trying to get on the board. Winningham at the high post. Dribbles to the middle. Cut off there. Back to Toole. Toole, top of the key. Fall away is good. And the Indians are on the board. Skyler Toole with a jumper. And it's 5-2, Golden Aces. Stipp will bring it across the timeline on the dribble. Now right side to Kennard. And it's intercepted by the Indian, but now taken right back by the Golden Aces by Kennard. Now Stipp, long three-pointer is good from the right side on the wing. Stipp with the basket. Mount Carmel leads by 6, 8-2. 5 minutes and 5 seconds to go here in the first quarter of play. Here's Sherman at the high post on the dribble. Now right side to Williams. Williams down the left side of the lane. Winningham in the left corner. Back out front to Toole. Toole to Jones. Jones on the dribble. Now to Toole in the corner. A long jumper is in and out. No good. Rebounded by Appleby. Quickly out to Stipp across the timeline on the right side dribble. Waits for the traffic to clear. Now the Golden Aces go into a set. They lead by 6 with 4:28 to go here in the opening quarter of play. Stipp between the circles now. Feeds it left side. The ball deflected out of bounds. Last touched by a Indian. 4:20 to go here in the first quarter of play. 8-2. They lob underneath to Appleby, shoots over Sherman and scores over top of him. Nothing he can really do about that. Try to front him, and it is 10-2. 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter play. Toole on the dribble left side. Feeds it now to Jones on the left wing. Jones trying to go to the baseline, cut off there by the good defense of Kennard, the freshman. Out front it's Toole. Toole has the ball slapped away from behind. Now Palmer wants to run, but now they can't as Kennard comes away with the ball, leaves it for Stipp. 3:40 to go, opening quarter. Golden Aces on top, 10-2 here in this Basketball Capital Classic Lawrenceville site game. Quick pass on the baseline and a violation or a foul. It was a foul.
Foul on Williams, his first on the team. Each team now has one foul.
Golden Aces will inbound right in front of us here. Stipp will be the trigger man into Appleby. They go back out front, top of the key to Gill. Now the ball knocked away and out of bounds. Last touched by Logan Williams of the Indians. It'll be Golden Aces basketball. 3:25 to go, opening quarter, 10-2. Golden Aces with the better of the play here at the outset. Indians again settle back in that 3-2 zone. Appleby out top. Now they lob underneath to him. He shoots and scores. They lobbed over the top of the zone. And Appleby was free underneath there, and it's 12-2, a 10-point Mount Carmel lead.
6 points, 4 rebounds for Appleby in 5 minutes.
Here is Jones on the left side on the wing. Tried to take the baseline. Now shoots over the smaller Kennard. And rebounded by the Golden Aces. Here's Stipp heading to the hole. Shot up and in. Stipp with a basket. And it's 14-2. Mount Carmel threatening to blow the Indians out of their home court here early. 2:40 to go, opening quarter. Indians could use a hoop. Tool, right side of the lane, feeds it underneath, bounce pass, brought down by Winningham. He's double teamed. Out to Tool, three-pointer on the way by Skyler. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Stipp. Here comes Mount Carmel, wanting to run. Off to Gill, back to Stipp. Now Mount Carmel will slow it up and go into a set offensive play with 2:15 to go in the opening quarter. Now Carmel looking very good here at the outset in this game. The Indians settle back in that zone. They work it on the right left baseline. There's a jumper off the mark and no good by Kennard. Jones comes away with a loose ball to Williams. Across the timeline, left side dribble back to Jones. Right side now to Tool. Tool cut off. Back out front now to Williams, top of the key. Winningham at the top of the key, almost loses his balance. Drives down the lane against the tall timber, puts it off glass awkwardly, no good. And Appleby there for the board for Mount Carmel. Minute 35 to go, opening quarter. 14-2, Golden Aces. The Indians again settle back in that 3-2 zone. Stipp out front, looking to lob underneath to Appleby. Can't find him. Now he finds him on the baseline right side. They work it to the left side, a shot up and in. Kennard sniping from the corner, a three ball. 17-2, a 15-point lead by the Golden Aces here. Tool, right side of the lane, cut off. Now has the ball blocked away and out of bounds by Appleby. Winkles checking in for the Indians, replacing Jones. Now Carmel making some substitutions. Kyle Klein into the game for Mount Carmel, amongst others. Number 34 also in there. That's Luke Laws. He's a sophomore. Williams on the inbound. Feeds it off to Winkles down the lane. Now right side to Winningham. Takes it to the middle. Cut off there. Forces it up from the right side. No good. Rebound control by Klein. Off to Stipp. 50 seconds to go. All Mount Carmel here in this opening quarter. 17-2 lead, and they're going to slow it up.
Indians are 1 of 10 from the field.
That's not going to do it against this caliber of an opponent. 35 seconds to go. They throw at the top of the key against that zone. Now in the right corner to Trenton Wilkinson, who's into the game, running the baseline. Out of Kennard, back to Stipp. 20 seconds to go. The Golden Aces showing good patience here, holding for a final shot with this big lead of 15. 13 seconds to go. Stipp between the circles. Looks for a screen. Finds it on the right side of the lane. Puts it up from 10. In and out, no good. Rebounded by Winningham. Outlet pass to Tool. 3 seconds to go. Tool to the hole. Lays it up and in. Skyler Tool with a bucket. And that's the end of the first quarter play. On the People's State Bank scoreboard after one quarter, it is Mount Carmel 17, Lawrenceville 4. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osball. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, equal housing lender, and member FDIC.
Indian basketball brought your way by Toyota Boshuku, Illinois. Apply to join their team today. Also by People's State Bank. Ask about their student checking accounts today. And by Cunningham Young Funeral Home in Lawrenceville, their family serving your family.
First quarter shooting, Steve, the Indians were 2 of 11. That includes 0 of 3 from three-point range. Mount Carmel, on the other hand, was 7 of 8. Hit all three of the three-pointers that it attempted. Neither team has been to the foul line as each has fouled but once. Turnovers, 2 on the Indians, 2 on Mount Carmel.
Mount Carmel with the ball to begin the second quarter play. Golden Aces leading 17-4 here in game 2 of this session of the Basketball Capital Classic. Again, the Indians in that zone. Mount Carmel working it inside. Here is the Golden Aces player stopped. Back out front to Stipp, top of the key, a three ball. Bo Stipp, B-E-A-U, Bo, with the bucket. And it's 20-4, Mount Carmel on top. Winkles deep on the right wing. Got it out there by Stipp. Now to Ethan Kelly, who's checked into the game for the Indians. Sherman now to Winkles on the baseline right side. He's cut off in the middle out of Winningham. Left side to Tool. Now to Sherman in the deep left corner. Back out to Kelly on the wing. Kelly in the corner to Sherman. Indians trying to get it inside, but Mount Carmel doing a good job of clogging things up against Winningham in there. Tool, a three ball from the right side. Skyler Tool. And it's 20-7. Mount Carmel on top here. Skyler Tool, one-man wrecking crew. There he almost stole the ball away. And a foul charged on the Indian guard.
That'll be his first, second on the team. Starters back in now for Mount Carmel.
Little blow there by Tyler Buss for his Mount Carmel ball club. Now they're back in against Indian pressure, trapping pressure. And they get it across the timeline. On the dribble out front is Gill, and a reach-in foul charged against the Indians.
That's on Tool, his second foul of the game, second in a matter of just a few seconds, actually. Three on the team, and here comes Brennan Winningham, no doubt to replace Skyler Tool.
He heads to the bench. It's too bad. He was having a good game, and back only thing the Indians had going for him in this first half.
Well, he has all seven of the points.
Yeah, exactly. 20-7. Going to have some more contributions from someplace. Golden Aces working it on the perimeter of the zone. 2-3, sagging back. There into Appleby, and he's fouled by Sherman. Braden Sherman for the Indians is 5'11", and Caleb Appleby 6'7". See, all he can do is just try to front him a little bit, lean into him a bit. Top of the key, a jumper off the inbound is good. A three ball.
Aiden Gill.
It was Gill with the three-pointer, and it's 23-7. 6 minutes to go, second quarter. Now Carmel in control. Brennan Winningham leaves it off for Winkles, top of the key. Now to Winningham in the right corner. Brett's Brennan tries to take the baseline and throws it away. Intercepted by the Golden Aces. They want to run. Here's Gill. He backs it out now on the right wing. Now to Stipp. Stipp left side. They go left corner to Martin. Now back to Stipp between the circles. Now Carmel in no hurry here with this big lead of 23-7. 5:32 to go here in the second quarter play. Kennard out front with Stipp. Three-guard offense here. Aiden Gill back to Stipp. Left side in the corner. They go to Martin. Now to the right, left side to Gill. Back out to Stipp. In the middle now to Appleby. He's triple-teamed. Dribbles away from it. Cross court in the corner. Three-pointer on the way. Off the mark and no good by Gill. And Kelly with the loose ball rebound, but he throws it away. And to the basket. Here's Gill, and he's fouled. Errant pass right in the middle of the floor, right to Gill, and he made his way to the hoop and was fouled and will be at the free throw line. 4:59 to go, second quarter. Mount Carmel in control, 23-7. Free throw up and good by Aiden Gill. Another free throw coming up for Gill. Got them both. Here's Jones back into the game, replacing Sherman for the Indians. 23-9. That's right. 4:55 to go, second quarter play. Brennan Winningham across the timeline. Kelly in the corner to Blaine. Top of the key now to Winkles. Right side to Brennan. In the corner, Kelly. Ethan on the dribble. On the right side on the wing. Looks to the middle. Top of the key now. Winningham, they fire it underneath to Jones. His shot up and in. Jordan Jones, his first hoop of the day. And it's 25-7.
Actually, it's 25-9. They didn't.
All right. 25-9, there it is. 4:20 to go here in the second quarter play. Now Carmel again working it on the perimeter of this zone. There's Stipp, baseline right side. To Martin, now in the middle to Gill, back to Martin again. Now in the corner, three-pointer from the corner is good. Kennard, a freshman with a three ball. Mount Carmel shooting the Indians over the top of this Indian zone. They're having great success.
That's 3 3-pointers for Kennard. He has 9 points.
28-9, Mount Carmel. Long jumper, good, a three by Winkles. We need some more of those and some stops to get back in this contest. 28-12, 3:34 to go, second quarter, Mount Carmel on top. In the right corner is Kennard. Back out front to Stipp. Now to Gill. Gill double team, feeds it in the middle. Down the lane, feed it to Appleby, lays it up and in. And a foul. And a chance, I think, at a three-point play. Yep. Appleby fouled on his way to the hoop. Nobody inside to challenge.
Foul on Brennan Winningham, his first six on the team, so the Golden Aces will be in the bonus from this point.
Caleb Appleby at the line, 6'7", junior. He'll be back another year for Tyler Buss. The Golden Aces. Free throw's no good. Rebounded by Blaine Winningham. Off to Jones. Indians quickly up floor. Now they await Winningham crossing the timeline. Now here's Brennan to Blaine. Deep on the wing. Mount Carmel now playing a little zone. There's a long jumper left side by Kelly. No good. Rebounded by Williams. Back out front to Brennan Winningham. In the corner to Williams. Left side. Cross-court skip pass over the head of Lane Winningham and out of bounds. Another turnover on the Indians. Five of them.
Two on Mount Carmel.
2:50 to go here in the second quarter, 30-12. Mount Carmel on top here. Again, there's a ball tipped away by Kelly. Stole it away, and he lays it up and in. Ethan Kelly, opportune basket there, and a timeout wanted by Tyler Buss. Going to be a full minute timeout on the People's State Bank scoreboard. 2:37 to go, second quarter, from the Toyota Bushuku press box. Mount Carmel 30, Lawrenceville 14. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Great. I need gas, but I'm out of cash.
You need a student checking account from People's State Bank.
I usually just cash my paycheck and hold on to the money.
My account offers a debit card, so I don't always need cash. Plus, it earns interest. I can check my balance anywhere on the free app, and there's no monthly fees.
That does sound pretty convenient.
Visit People's State Bank today to ask about the student checking account. People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit psbnewton.com.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, 2:33 to go till the half. Mount Carmel 30 and Lawrenceville 14. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson here at Lawrenceville High School, the Capital Classic. Mount Carmel working the ball to Appleby. Now underneath they go to Luke Laws. He feeds it back left side. Now to Appleby underneath, who shoots and scores. Nice pass there from Gill to Appleby.
10 for Appleby.
And it's 32-14, an 18-point Mount Carmel lead, but 2 minutes to go here in the second quarter of play. Logan Williams, right side in the corner to L. Kelly, feeds it down low. Ball knocked away, recovered by Jones. Top of the key to Brennan Winningham. Now to Blaine, as the ball slapped away on the left wing. As he's bothered by Appleby out there. Boy, active big guy, Appleby. Now, long high arcing three is good by Ethan Kelly.
Five in the second quarter for Ethan Kelly.
Add a little scoring off the bench for the Indians. They'll need it. 32-17, they trail. Minute 30 to go here in the second quarter play. Cross-court pass. Now the Golden Aces back out front to Gill. Gill double-teamed. Feeds it now off to Appleby. Comes out to help out. They lob underneath to Appleby on the baseline. He missed it in close. And he grabs the rebound and is called for a foul. They had it all set up there, but Appleby just could not complete that lob pass over the zone. And he fouled on the way down. Number 21 into the game. That's Kennard back in after a break for Mount Carmel. Gage Kennard, just a freshman in the starting lineup. Here's Winningham, cross-court skip pass, Williams, long three-pointer by Logan. Got it. Didn't take him long to get it off. And he zeroes in. And the Indians are down by 12 with 47 seconds to go here in the second quarter, 32-20. Indians double-team. Appleby tries to feed it down low, and it's intercepted by Winningham. Lane Winningham across the timeline himself. Between the circle dribble, 30 seconds to go. Williams on the right wing, trying to find Jones on the right baseline. He does. Jones puts it up. Awkward over Appleby and off the backboard and out of bounds. There's where the size intimidates there. Jones thought he would have an easy layup, but there came Appleby to throw off the trajectory.
The Indians are on a 6-0 run, though. Actually, 8-0 run. Got a chance to get it down to 10 at halftime if we can come up with a, well, it's the Indians' ball. Score here, we got a chance to get it to 9 or 10.
Winningham inbounding to Jones. Now to Blaine Winningham at the top of the key. There's Brennan on the dribble, top of the key, off to Blaine. 15 seconds to go. Indians working it out front. Now Kelly, and we have a timeout wanted by Randy Bishop. Going to be a full minute timeout. 11.8 seconds to go, 32-20. We'll hold it right here. Well, Bill, the Indians fell behind early but have sort of righted the ship here. Still trail by 12, 32-20, but slowly but surely working back in the game.
Outscored Mount Carmel actually 16-15 in the second quarter.
Trying to work their way back into this game. Again, the winner here to play for third place this evening at 6:30. The loser will play for fifth at 5 o'clock. 11.8 seconds to go, 32-20. Glad you're with us here. Good luck again to the Lawrenceville Lady Indians. Two games for them today at the Hamilton County Lady Foxes Thanksgiving Tournament. They play at 1 o'clock this afternoon and at 6:30 this evening, trying to remain unbeaten. They're 5-0 after a win over Gallatin County yesterday.
County wrestlers are off to a good start too, Steve. They won their first two today. They beat North Knox and Vincennes Lincoln. We're expected to beat Washington, move into the championship pool.
8 seconds to go. Indians off the timeout. Lob underneath to Winningham. On the baseline, puts it up from about five. Left it short. Rebounded by Appleby. And he can't get a shot off as the first half comes to a close. On the People's State Bank scoreboard after one half of play here at the Basketball Capital Classic, Lawrenceville site. It's Mount Carmel 32 and Lawrenceville 20. We're back with the halftime show in a couple of minutes. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Drafty, old windows, let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal
You've heard, there's an app for that. Well, Ambrough Federal Credit Union reminds you, there's a loan for that. And we're really good at solving problems. Projects around the house, there's a loan for that. New or used vehicle, there's a loan for that. And we have it. Visit Ambrough Federal Credit Union. We have great rates, plus the process is fast. Visit AmbroughFCU.com or call us, 618-943-2913. And it's so easy to become a member of Ambrough Federal Credit Union. Do it today. Member NCUA.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School Basketball Capital Classic Saturday action. I'm Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson alongside. Time now for the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report. Mount Carmel Golden Aces leading the Indians here in this contest, 32-20. Indians trailed 17-4 after one quarter of play, but have righted the ship a little bit. Now we're down by only 12 here, with still time to go in this game. And Bill has a look at some of the first half numbers.
Well, see, the first quarter was all Mount Carmel. The Golden Aces jumped out to a 5-0 lead, later went on a 12-0 run in the quarter. They led 17-4 at the end of that first quarter, but since then, the Indians have held their own. They outscored Lawrenceville 16-15 there in the second quarter, and trail it now here at halftime, 32-20. The Golden Aces are 12 of 16 from the floor. That's the reason they're winning this game. They're 6 out of 7 from three-point range, and they've shot the only foul shots of the day. They're 2 of 3 at the foul line. The Indians are 8 out of 20 from the floor, 4 out of 8 for three-pointers, and have not been to the foul line. Turnovers, Mount Carmel has out-rebounded Lawrenceville 10-7. The Indians have turned it over five times, four turnovers for Mount Carmel. Scoring for the Indians, Skylar Toole has 7 points, and he scored those 7 points before picking up his second foul and going to the bench. He leads the way. Ethan Kelly off the bench has 5 points. 3 points for Logan William on a three-point basket. 3 points for Jarrett Winkles on a three-point basket. Jordan Jones has been held to 2 points here in the first half. He's 1 out of 4 from the floor. Blaine Winningham has not scored. He's 0 of 3 from the floor. Has 2 rebounds. Braden Sherman started and has not scored. Brennan Winningham played and did not score. For Mount Carmel, Caleb Appleby has been a handful. He's got a team-high 10 points, also has 7 rebounds here at halftime, and he leads the Golden Aces. Gage Kennard, the freshman, has 3 three-pointers for a total of 9 points. Bo Stipp also has 2 three-pointers and a basket for 8 points, 5 points for Aiden Gill. Noah Martin started and did not score. Luke Laws, Kyle Klein, and Trenton Wilkinson all played off the bench for the Golden Aces. They didn't score. Again, Mount Carmel led 17-4 at the end of the first period, but the Lawrenceville Indians have cut it back a little bit. They trail 32-20 here at halftime.
All right, again, if you're just joining us in the opener here, it was Marshall over Edwards County, 77-25. So Marshall will play Fairfield for the championship of this tournament. Fairfield, the defending champion. They'll face Marshall tonight at 8 o'clock at Red Hill Junior Senior High School Gymnasium. The Red Hill Salukis, who finished winless at their site, will take on the Edwards County Lions, who finished winless at this site. That'll be for 7th place at 3:30. That game will be on our sister station, The Legend, 99.3 FM and AM 910. And then, of course, depending on this game here and the game between Alney and Salem will determine the 3rd-place game and 5th-place game participants. So we do know who's playing in the 7th-place game and the 1st-place game, the other two games to be determined. Again, the score here at halftime is 32-20, Mount Carmel on top. That's been the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report. It is Mount Carmel 32, the Indians 20. Bill and I are back with the second half of action in 3 minutes. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Ready to jump? This is gonna be amazing!
Just one sec, I'm paying some bills.
What?
Yeah, with my bank, I can transfer funds, even deposit checks, anytime, anywhere.
But we're gaining altitude to skydive.
I know, cool, huh? I can even set up text alerts.
Alerts like the door to the aircraft opening?
No, better. Alerts for paying bills and whatnot.
Oh, he's banking in the sky.
KC State Bank. It's mobily awesome. Visit kcstatebank.com. Enjoy the less fee, time-saving, better way to bank. KC State Bank, your community, your bank. Member FDIC.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take, visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives, apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Lawrenceville Indian basketball on Light 103. Just about ready for the second half. Mount Carmel 32, Indians 20 here in this second game of the Saturday session of the Basketball Capital Classic. Indians will send out the original starters to start this second half. And Mount Carmel still grouped around head coach Tyler Buss. Mount Carmel program resuscitated under Buss, a former Mount Carmel player. Assisted by Kyle Buss, Tim Buss, Brett Doan, and Rick Johnston.
I'll be.
Yeah, Rick Johnston used to be one of us, a broadcaster with Mount Carmel. Now he was coaxed out of the broadcast booth back on the sideline.
He was their head coach at one point in
time,
correct?
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Yeah, he was. Mount Carmel with the ball to begin the third quarter play. The ball is kicked by Jones. It'll be Golden Aces basketball, their offensive end. 32-20. Indians within striking distance. And it comes to Stipp. Stipp, the veteran guard out there, just a junior. Started since he's been a freshman. He works it now left side to Kennard. Now back out to Stipp. Now to Gage Kennard, the freshman, against this zone, a 2-3 zone. Indians still in it. Left side to Appleby on the wing. Now top of the key to Stipp. Stipp in the corner. Three-pointer on the way. Off the mark and no good by Kennard. Rebounded up and in. Up and in by Martin. Noah Martin with the basket. And it's 34-20, the first hoop of the second half belonging to the Golden Aces. Williams on the left wing, top the key to Blaine Winningham. They lob underneath to Jones, off his hands and out of bounds. It will be Mount Carmel basketball. 7 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Mount Carmel leading by 14. It's Stipp across the timeline, looks to the sidelines for instructions from head coach Buss, and now the ball kicked out of bounds by the Indians. It'll be Mount Carmel ball in front of their bench. Kennard, the freshman, into Stipp. Stipp across the timeline on the dribble, double teamed. Dribbles away from the double team to the left corner on the baseline, feeds underneath to Appleby, lays it up and in.
How are you going to stop that?
Pretty hard, especially when Appleby runs the floor really well and moves around. He doesn't stand around like most big guys do. He moves around, makes himself available to the ball. Here's Winningham on the dribble. Now the ball almost tipped away, and it was tipped away out of bounds by the good defense of Martin. It'll be Indian basketball at their offensive end. Kelly will inbound for the Indians, and it comes to Winningham. Now to Toole on the wing. They feed it out to Jones. His shot is up and no good from 10 feet. And Appleby there to clear the boards for Mount Carmel. Off to Stipp, left side on the wing. Stipp is bumped and fouled by Toole out front.
That'll be his third. Probably going to require a visit to the bench. Here comes Winningham. Brennan.
Martin in the corner, left side. Now back out front to Stipp. Left side on the wing. Now Martin in the corner again. Now back to Appleby inside, and he throws it away. No look pass, and there was nobody looking for it. Out of bounds. Indian ball with 5:59 to go here in the third quarter. 36-20. Mount Carmel has the first points of the second half. First 4 points, they lead by 16. Here's Sherman in the left corner. Back out to Winningham on the left wing. Right side to Jones. Now top of the key to Winningham. That's Brennan. Ball slapped out of bounds off the hands of Ethan Kelly right in front of the Indian bench. Turnover on the Tribe.
Six turnovers on the Tribe.
And Mount Carmel inbounds to Stipp. He'll bring it across the timeline. It's like a little 1-2-2 zone now. They've shifted that zone up a little bit, put Brennan Winningham out on the front to try to put some pressure on the ball. Here's Stipp on the right wing. Now in the middle now to Appleby. He lays it up and in. Appleby with a running layup in the lane. Big guy again, moves around really well. And it's 38-20. Indians trailing here by 18 now. Trying to maintain distance. Need a hoop. Winningham in the lane. That's Brennan. Shot up by Jack Blaine. Shot up no good. Rebounded by Appleby. Off to Stipp. Mount Carmel wanting to run. Stipp right down the lane. Lays it up and in. Stipp saw an opening and went right through the Indian defense. And Randy Bishop not happy. 30-second break on the People's State Bank scoreboard. From the Toyota Boshuku press box, it's Mount Carmel 40, Lawrenceville 20. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Wabash General Hospital is pleased to offer an orthopedic and sports medicine clinic at Lawrence County Hospital. Appointments are accepted by Dr. Jill Cole Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Physician's Assistant Julia Corwin, and Beth Fisher every Friday and every other Monday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Lawrenceville by calling 618-707-4360. Wabash General Hospital is proud to serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital.
Back at Lawrenceville High School, 4:49 to go, third quarter. All of a sudden, the lead is ballooned to 20, 40-20. Was 12 at the half. Now the first 8 points of this third quarter belong to the Golden Aces, and they're back in control of this game. Indians need a basket. Brennan Winningham across the timeline between the circle dribble. Garharked out there by Mount Carmel's Gill. Now to Sherman, who comes to help out at the high post. He's picked up by Martin. Down the corner to Winningham. That's Brennan on the dribble. Back out on the left wing. Trying to find somebody down low, but Mount Carmel doing a good job of clogging things up. Winkles into the game off the timeout to Kelly. They feed it down low and right through the hands of Lane Winningham. Turnover on the Tribe. Stipp, right side, off to Martin. Back out on the wing to Gill. Now to Stipp on the right wing. He feeds it in the middle to Appleby, knocked away but recovered by Martin, right side. Cross-court skip pass in the left corner to Kennard underneath to Appleby. Shot, left it short. Rebound, battle for underneath. Now Carmel's Martin comes up with it. Back out to Stipp. Three-pointer on the way. Got it. Stipp with a basket. And Mount Carmel leaving the Indians in the dust here at the beginning of this third quarter. 43-20, and a warning against Mount Carmel for slapping the ball out of bounds after that made three-pointer by Stipp. Quite a flurry here by the Golden Aces, Bill.
11-0 run. Yeah, they're 5 of 7 from the floor this quarter. The Indians 0-2.
This is not what you wanted to have happen for the Indians. They feed it down underneath to Sherman against Appleby. Throws it up with the right hand. It scores.
Nice move against the big guy.
It was. Good use of the other hand. He realized if he went up with the left hand, it was going to get blocked. 3:20 to go, third quarter, 43-22. Here is Stipp. Feeding it now to Kennard, the freshman on the left side. He'll back it out. Now to Stipp in the corner. Bound baseline to Appleby. Feeds it in the middle, but it's too hard for Martin. Intercepted by Winkles. Left side on the dribble to the baseline. Now back out front to Sherman. He'll leave it off for Brennan Winningham, and the Indians will go on the attack with 2:54 to go, third quarter, 43-22. Here's Kelly, dribbles to the middle, to the hole, floater is off, no good. Gets his own rebound, blocked away by Appleby. Now to Stipp, Stipp working one-on-one. Back to Gill, now back out to Stipp on the deep right wing. Stipp backs it out now against the Indian zone. And we have a timeout wanted by Tyler Buss. 30-second break, 2:31 to go, third quarter. It is Mount Carmel on top, 43-22. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, Equal Housing Lender, and Member FDIC.
Indian basketball brought your way by Best Way Express, now hiring CDL drivers, by Bill Dobson Ford of Washington, Indiana. A Dobson deal is a better deal. And by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. 2:31 to go, third quarter, 43-22. Mount Carmel, Golden Aces with the ball off the timeout. With the big lead, they spread the Indians out. In that zone, they move it in the middle. And there's a shot up in the lane, and it's off, no good by Kyle Klein. Gets his own rebound and backs it out now to Kennard. Now to Klein again. Back out to Kennard. They go to Stipp. His right side jumper is off the mark, no good. Ball battled for. Kennard with it. Now to Stipp again on the right wing. Stipp dribbles away from pressure. Now a bounce pass in the middle to Klein. Back to Stipp in the right corner. He heads to the hole, puts it up. No good, and a foul charged against the Indians. Now Carmel just moving the ball all over the floor against that Indian zone. And they're having a hard time keeping up with it. The Tri-Bar. Kelly out and Winningham out.
That foul was on Sherman, his second, and the second on the team here in the second half. Mount Carmel's yet to foul in the second half.
Stipp gets it out front to Kennard at the top of the key. Now left side, they go underneath to Klein. Kyle Klein now to Stipp on the left wing. Back out front to Trenton Wilkinson. Now to Stipp again, and he's bumped and fouled by the Indians.
Blaine Winningham on the foul? No, no. It was on Logan Williams, his second.
1:41 to go here in the third quarter, 43-22, Golden Aces. And it comes in the left corner to Kennard. They feed it on the baseline. The ball knocked away, actually off of Mount Carmel's Luke Laws and out of bounds. A turnover on the Golden Aces. Indian basketball. Indians trailing big time here, 43-22. A minute 30 to go here in the third quarter play. Tuo down the lane, forces it up there, and he was hacked and fouled. And will go to the line for Indian free throws.
These will be the first Indian free throws of the game.
It's Skyler Toole, number four on his chest as he eyes the bucket. Free throw on its way. Rolls off, no good. Score remains 43-22. Mount Carmel. Free throw on its way. Good. One out of two for Skyler. 43-23. 20-point lead. Indians with some trapping pressure. Midcourt. Kennard across the timeline. Feeds it off to Stipp now. And now Mount Carmel will spread it the floor and make the Indians chase. Here's Stipp. Left side of Kennard on the wing. Now in the left corner they go to Wilkinson. Back to Stipp on the right wing. Now to Kennard deep on the right side, the right corner. Jumper by Wilkinson off the mark. And rebounded by Blaine Winningham at the try. 53 seconds to go, third quarter. 43-23. Here's Toole to the middle. Double teamed. Feeds it back out on the side, left side to Williams. Out of bounds, it'll be Indian basketball underneath their own hoop. Toole will be the trigger man for the try. Into Sherman between the circles. Now to Brennan Blaine Winningham. Try to feed it through to Winkles. Intercepted by Stipp. Feeds it underneath. A shot too hard. Missed by Klein. Had a wide open layup and missed the bunny. Now Williams with the loose ball for the Indians. It's Winkles. 25 seconds to go. Winningham top of the key and a 3-second violation on Sherman. Caught down there, battling down low with Luke Laws. 3-second call. So Mount Carmel with 21.8 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Chance to take a final shot if they so desire. Kennard now to Stipp. Stipp on the dribble. Double team. Feeds it now underneath. Then Wilkinson now out to Kennard. Top of the key. Stipp. Three-pointer is off the mark. No good. Rebounded up and no good by Klein as the third quarter comes to a close. On the People's State Bank scoreboard after three quarters, it is Mount Carmel 43 and Lawrenceville 23 from the Toyota Bushuku Press Box. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is excited to expand our ear, nose, and throat services with the addition of Stephanie Zuber, ENT Physician Assistant. Stephanie is available in the First Floor ENT Clinic as well as at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic. She can diagnose and treat many issues related to the ears, nose, and throat. She's available to see patients at Carl Bridgeport on Mondays and Tuesday through Friday at the hospital location. Call 618-395-1944 for an appointment.
Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson back here at Lawrenceville High School. 8 minutes to go in this one. Mount Carmel 43, Lawrenceville 23. Indians trailed by 12 at the half. Now they trail by 20, all Mount Carmel in that quarter.
Now the Golden Aces outscored Lawrenceville 11-3 in that quarter. The Indians were 1 out of 5 from the floor, turned it over 4 times, 1 out of 2 at the foul line. Mount Carmel wasn't a lot better. Mount Carmel shot 5 of 13 from the floor, hit a three-pointer, and Mount Carmel turned the ball over only twice in that quarter. So 8 minutes to go, and the Indians are down 20.
The Indians need some hoops and stops. Try to get back into this one. Only 8 minutes to go. Indians with the ball to begin the fourth quarter. Winkles on the left baseline. Feeds it now to Williams, left side. Back out to Toole on the left wing. Top of the key now to Sherman, trying to set a screen out front. Here's Winkles, deep on the right wing. Guarded out there in the man-to-man by the freshman Kennard. Back out front to Toole. Toole looks for a screen top of the key, can't find it. Now down the lane, puts it up and in. Acrobatic basket there by Skyler Toole.
He has 10 tonight.
And it's 43-25, Mount Carmel. Kennard, cross-court to Stipp. On the baseline to Martin. Back to Stipp. Defeat it now on the left wing to Gill. Now to Stipp, right side. Bumped, but throws it back to the Golden Aces, Gill, and he drives the lane and is fouled on his way to the hoop. Stops the clock with 7 minutes and 1 second to go in the game.
Ball on Logan Williams, his third, fourth on the team. Jordan Jones is going to come in, and Winkles will have a seat.
Now Cobble inbounding underneath their own hoop in the corner. Three-pointer on the way. It's good by Gage Kennard, the freshman. Big basket in the corner.
Four threes tonight. He's got 12 points.
46-25. 6:50 to go in the game. Toole down the lane. He scores. And a chance at a three-point play. Skylar Toole, a one-man gang here for the Indians this afternoon. Another basket for the senior. 6:46 to go in the game.
Foul on Noah Martin, his first.
46-27. 46-28. 18-point lead. Indians with full court pressure, trapping zone pressure now. Toole steals it, leaves it off for Williams. He scores! And a chance at a three-point play. Nice job there by the Indians. Surprising defense on Mount Carmel. Toole got it to Williams, who was able to score in close. 46-30, 16 points deficit. Now 15 as Williams sinks the free throw.
He's got six tonight.
46-31. Across the timeline, the Golden Aces. Their second unit in there. Hayden Gill down the lane. Double team as it's stolen away. Up to Toole. Toole will lay it up and in. Indians with a little run, trying to work their way back, down by 13, 6:22 to go in the game. And it comes to Kennard, the freshman, feeds it now to Gill across the timeline. Gill is, I should say, Stipp is bumped and fouled as he got it to the veteran junior guard.
That foul's going to be on Logan Williams, and that'll be his fourth.
Yeah, Indians starting to pile up the fouls now, especially on the guards. They had to work really hard out front. It comes on the right wing to Gill. Gill backs it out now with no pressure on him. Out of Stipp, left side to Kennard, in the middle to Appleby. Turns, spins to the hole and scores.
Well, we need a basket. It'd be great to have a guy like that you can just go to, huh?
Randy Bishop thought there was a little bodily contact there. No call forthcoming. Toole feeds it to Jones, deep on the right wing, top of the key to Sherman. Left side of the wing to Toole, looks down low. They lob underneath to Winningham, but it's off the backboard. And now here's Stipp in a foot race to the hole. Throws it up there awkwardly, no good. Appleby the rebound up, no good. Gets his own rebound up and in. And a foul and a chance at a three-point play. It's the man among boys down there underneath. Appleby with two chances in close. And it's 6-7, he didn't miss the last one.
Third foul on Braden Sherman.
50 to 33, I should say. Now 51 to 33, 18-point lead. 5:30 to go in the game. Toole across the timeline on the dribble. Feeds it in the middle. The ball knocked away. Stipp. Stipp heads to the hole. He'll lay it up and no good. And a foul charged on the Indians. Stipp will have to earn him at the free throw line. Bo Stipp, 5'10 junior.
I think he had a brother who played for 6 or 8 years as well.
Could be. Free throw on its way, and no good by Stipp. Let's just ready to say, he looks like a good free throw shooter, and he missed.
What do you call that?
I didn't say anything about it.
It's the Anderson curse.
I was thinking about it. Didn't say anything.
You're doing it subliminally.
Second free throw is good by Stipp, one out of two. And it's 52-33, a 19-point Mount Carmel lead. Toole across the timeline, call for carrying the ball.
Turnovers are starting to mount up for the Indians. That's 11 on the game. They've had six here in the second half.
Indians starting to take a lot of chances defensively and offensively, trying to get back in this game. 5 minutes to go in it. 52-33, Mount Carmel in no hurry. Appleby in the corner. There's a baseline drive. And the ball back out front to Stipp. Now to the freshman Kennard underneath to Appleby. He scores. And a chance at a three-point play. It's too strong inside. Appleby. And another basket for the big guy. at 6'7", a junior. And it's 54-33, 4:55 to go in the game.
21 points as we speak and 14 boards.
Double-double for the guy. Free throw up and in by Appleby. 55-33, a 22-point lead. Brendan Winningham into the game for the Indians. He'll bring it up. Pressured out front by Gill near the half line. On the dribble. Now cut off. Looks for Toole to get it to, and he does. Toole in the right corner. Tried to feed it down low to Sherman. Knocked away and stolen away by Gill. Good play by Appleby in front. Now Stipp to Martin. Back out front. Top of the key to Kennard. Now to Appleby at the high post. Feeds it in the corner. Three-pointer on the way. Off the mark and no good by Gill. And the rebound brought down by Brennan Winningham. 4:15 to go in the game. 55-33, Mount Carmel. They lob underneath to Brennan. I should say to Blaine from Brennan. Long jumper by Toole off the mark. Rebounded by Williams. Blocked away by Appleby underneath. Now bounce pass down low to Stipp. Reverse layup. Up and in. Stipp with a nice layup. Reverse layup with pressure on. 57-33, Mount Carmel. Starting to pull away gradually from the Indians. And now we have offensive foul on Skyler Toole.
That'll be four on Toole. Him and Williams both have four.
3:46 to go in the game. Mount Carmel getting some substitutes in there. Appleby's maybe done for the remainder of the game. In his place is Luke Laws. Stipp still in there. 3:43 to go. Here's Kennard on the dribble, guarded by Winningham out front. That's Brennan, double teamed. Ball slapped away, and Kennard gets it back. Out front to Stipp. Now to Klein. Klein leaving it in the corner for Wilkinson. Now a scramble for a loose ball on the floor. Possession arrow is in favor, held ball. Possession arrow in favor, Mount Carmel will stay at the far end. 3:19 to go in this one. No suspense, 57-33. Mount Carmel has been in the lead throughout. 57-33 right now. Kennard inbounds to Stipp. Now to Kennard on the left wing. He lets a long three-pointer go and got it. That guy looks pretty good for a freshman. 60-33.
No, he's got five threes today and 15 points.
Yeah. Here's Toole down the lane. Has it stripped away by Wilkinson at the other end. Mount Carmel two on one. Missed, no good by Klein, but rebounded up there. And a foul charged. And there's Kennard, I think, going, nope. Stipp going to the line. He rebounded that miss.
Here comes Hunter Scott. Skyler Toole is going to sit.
Probably fouled out.
Oh, this is fifth foul. Yes, sir.
2:54 to go in the game, and Toole fouls out. 60-33. Mount Carmel's freshman Kennard gets a good hand for the Mount Carmel crowd here. I'm impressed with that kid. Stipp's free throw is up and in. 61-33.
In danger of getting that 30-point clock running against us here with 2:54 to play.
Free throw up and in. Stipp will kind of check out of the game. Replaced in there by Brayton Ray, 6-foot junior. 2:50 to go. 62-33. Golden Aces. Hunter Scott in there. Here's a baseline drive by Blaine Winningham. He's fouled underneath by Laws. And Blaine heads to the line for free throws. 2:44 to go in this one. Blaine Winningham at the line. His free throw is on its way and no good off the front iron. Another substitution for Mount Carmel. Klein heading out and Ethan Belt into the game, a 5'11 junior. number 33 for the Golden Aces. Free throw is in by Winningham. One out of two for Blaine. Now he checks out of the game. Sherman back in there. 2:40 to go, 62-34. Gray back out on the wing to Belt. Belt in the middle. Now back to Belt on the right wing. They feed it into the middle, number 12 in there. That's Satchel Patberg. He misses a shot inside. Sherman saves it, but right to the Golden Aces, up and in. Satchel Patberg, 6 foot senior with a basket, Patberg.
Clock will run from here on out.
2:05 to go in the game, 64-34, a 30-point deficit. Here's a long jumper by Hunter Scott, off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Sherman, triple team, feed it out, but he fed it right to Ethan Belt. Belt will slow it down across the timeline, a minute 50 to go in the game. Mount Carmel winning this game convincingly on the Lawrenceville home floor. 64-34, down the lane, Belt. Underneath, here's a shot, no good. Rebounded by Sherman. Shot taken there by Laws. Williams across the timeline, leads it for Brandon Winningham, and minute 29 to go. All that remains to be determined, the final score. Mount Carmel going to win it, 64-34 what it is right now. Kelly on the dribble, and a timeout wanted by Randy Bishop. I'm sure just to get a substitute or two in there. Minute 18 to go. Well, Mount Carmel, we knew it was going to be tough. Size inside, but they've got other things besides size, too. They got good guard play.
Sure, those guys are good shooters. They've got three or four kids that can make the three-pointer, and they don't turn the ball over very much. Really, they've had nine turnovers in this game. So, you know, they've pretty much got the entire package. The only thing is they really couldn't hold up against Marshall last night.
Yeah. Yeah, Marshall has things to battle him with. The Indians just didn't have enough weapons here to stick with the tall and talented Golden Aces. Minute 18 to go in this one, 64-34. Again, we'll have more action for you from the Capital Classic from Bridgeport tonight, the finals, starting at 5 o'clock with the Salukis and Edwards County. Here it's the Indians with a long jumper by Williams. Left side, no good. Rebounded up by Kelly, no good. Rebounded up by Winkles, no good. Kelly the rebound, up, no good. And he was fouled. A minute to go in the game. So the clock continues here for a minute or so. And Ethan Kelly might have a chance to hit these two free throws before the game ends. His first one is up and good. It rolls through. Zane Underhill getting set to check in. He does for Logan Williams. 39 seconds to go, and Kelly will have another free throw. Missed that second one, rebounded by Scott. Back out front, Winningham, a long three. That's Brennan, no good. Rebounded by Kelly. Kelly's shot up, no good. Off glass, rebounded by the Golden Aces. And the ball saved in to Scott. On the baseline, awkward shot off the backboard. Now Ray with the loose ball from Mount Carmel. Ray heads to the other end, has it knocked away from behind by Hunter Scott. And that's probably going to be the final play of this game. Mount Carmel not even going to inbound. And the final score will be Mount Carmel 64 and Lawrenceville 35. So, now Carmel finishes 2-1. They will play for third place at 6:30 tonight against either Alney or Salem. And the Indians will play for fifth place at 5 o'clock tonight against either Alney or Salem, depending on who won that contest over there. We'll find out here in just a bit. Again, the final. Mount Carmel 64, Lawrenceville 35. Bill and I are back with the postgame show in 3 minutes. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Well, the Johnson deal is a better deal.
I need gas, but I'm out of cash.
You need a student checking account from People's State Bank.
I usually just cash my paycheck and hold on to the money.
My account offers a debit card, so I don't always need cash. Plus, it earns interest. I can check my balance anywhere on the free app, and there's no monthly fees.
That does sound pretty convenient.
Visit People's State Bank today to ask about the student checking account. People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit psbnewton.com.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Providing needed mental health services is important to Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We are pleased to offer a mental health nurse practitioner to Lawrence and surrounding counties to help meet the need for these services. Amelia Pauly is available to see outpatients at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic, located at 101 Industry Road in Bridgeport. Amelia specializes in adults and adolescents and can help with behavioral health issues and medication management. Call Carl Bridgeport at 618-945-3001 for an appointment.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Drafty, old windows. Let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, crowd filing out after having watched the Mount Carmel Golden Aces knock off the Lawrenceville Indians here by a score of 64-35. I'm Steve Anderson. Bill Richardson's alongside. Indian basketball on Light 103 brought your way by Wabash General Hospital. They have high quality and effective health care. By KZ State Bank, your community, your bank. By Leggett Lumber at 807 East Chestnut Street in Bridgeport. And also by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Alney. Well, Mount Carmel, an easy winner here by a score of 64-35. They took control early and led by 12 at the half en route to the victory. They spurred it again at the beginning of the third quarter of play, put the game away, and picked up their second win against one loss here in the tournament. Time now for the postgame show. And the postgame show is brought your way by Sterling & Company Professional Corporation in Washington, Indiana. And Bill has a look at some of the numbers here in this game.
Well, Steve, Mount Carmel jumped out to a 17-4 lead at the end of the first quarter. And the Indians did battle back a little bit, outscored Mount Carmel 16-15 in the second quarter, cut the lead to 32-20 at halftime. But the Golden Aces went on another big run early in the third quarter, outscored Lawrenceville 11-3 in the quarter and led 43-23 after three periods. Mount Carmel outscored the Indians 21-12 in the final quarter and ended up winning this game 64-35. Leading the way for the Indians in this loss was Skylar Toole. The senior hit 6 out of 11 shots from the floor, 1 out of 4 from three-point range, hit 2 out of 3 from the foul line, and finished with a team-high 15 points. Logan Williams added 6 points in the loss, as did Ethan Kelly off the bench for the Tribe. Jarrett Winkles hit a three-pointer for 3 points. 2 points each for Jordan Jones and Braden Sherman, and a point for Winningham. That's Blaine Winningham. Brennan Winningham played, did not score, as did Scott, and Underhill. For Mount Carmel, Caleb Appleby led the way. The big senior had 22 points, 11 rebounds, but he had plenty of help. Bo Stipp, the junior guard, finished with 18 points, and the freshman Caleb Knapp-Kennard added 15. 5 points in a starting role for Aiden Gill. Noah Martin started and scored a basket. And the only points off the bench for the Golden Aces were Satchel Patberg's bucket in the waning second. So, again, the final score, Mount Carmel 64, Lawrenceville 35. Steve, you have some news about who the Indians will be playing.
Indians will be playing at 5 o'clock. They'll play Salem. Salem lost to Alney in the game over in Bridgeport, game two over there, 44-31 was the final. So the lineup looks like this. It'll be Edwards County against the Red Hill Salukis, both teams finishing 0-3. And that'll be at 3:30. That'll be on our sister station, The Legend, 99.3 FM and AM 910. Joe Bogard and Ryan C. will have the call of that game. And right after it, Bill and I will have the call of the game between the Lawrenceville Indians and the Salem Wildcats, both teams finishing 1-2 at their respective sites. That'll be at 5 o'clock in the third place game, 2-1 Mount Carmel against 2-1 Alney. And Marshall at 3-0 will take on Fairfield 3-0, both undefeated at their sites for the championship tonight at 8 o'clock. So that's the way it pans out. Edwards County against Red Hill at 3:30 on The Legend, and the Indians against Salem at 5 o'clock on Light 103. All right, I guess that's going to do it.
Player of the game.
Oh, yeah, we got to get the player of the game. We'll be back to talk about that after this. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, Equal Housing Lender, and Member FDIC.
We're back here at Lawrenceville High School post-game show. Lawrenceville Indians lose to the Mount Carmel Golden Aces. Again, here at Lawrenceville High School, 64-35. Time now to name our Anna Lou Chapman with RE/MAX Real Estate in Washington and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited in Washington. Player of the game. Bill, what do you think?
Well, the obvious choice today is Lawrenceville High School senior Skylar Toole. Skylar led the team with 15 points, hit 6 out of 11 shots from the floor, made a three-pointer, hit 2 out of 3 free throws, and finished with a team-high 15 points. So Skylar Toole is the player of the game.
All right. We are going to talk with Coach Bishop after the game at Bridgeport tonight. The post-game show will be coming your way then. That's after the 5 o'clock game when the Indians play Salem. So we're going to sign off here now. Our thanks to our producer-engineer, that's been Armin Hawkins, back at the Waco Studios. And thanks to you for listening. Bill, we'll head to Bridgeport for action tonight.
See you over on the other side of the county.
All right. Again, the final. The Lawrenceville Indians lose to the Mount Carmel Golden Aces by a score of 64-35. Steve Anderson for Bill Richardson saying so long from LHS.
You've been listening to Lawrenceville Indians basketball action on Lawrence County Sports Leader, Light 103 WAKO, part of DLC Media Sports. Brought to you this season by Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Best Way Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku of Illinois, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, People State Bank, and by Wabash General Hospital. Lawrenceville Indians basketball brought to you all season long here on Light 103 WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.